Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hey guys, welcome to this week's Two Teas in a Pod with myself and
Tamara Judge.
How's it going today?
It's going good. I got a very busy day today, so I'm a little scatterbrained.
Oh, well, you know what? You need to pull it together because it's today's recap episode.
I know. And I like the recap episode. I really do. I like the headlines, the recap. Love it all. There's a lot.
There is a lot. I know. I feel like we're going to have to go through these headlines. Let's start out with New Jersey taglines were released. I'll be Teresa.
Okay.
I have a new king, but I'm still the queen of New Jersey.
Okay. Do we like that one?
I like that one.
It's not bad, right?
I don't hate that one.
Yeah. Jackie's is, you don't have to pay me a compliment, but you do have to pay me respect. I don't like that one.
I don't
so
like
much.
That. It's so cheese, that
I don't
one.
Like it. I know. They're hitting us.
Margaret, I say when you have nothing to hide, there's nothing to lose.
I like that one. Because it's the truth. And yeah, I always kind of live my life like that. If you're hiding something, then Dolores, I don't start the drama, but I'll start the show.
I don't know if I get that one.
I don't understand that one completely, but I will start the show. I don't start the drama, but I will start the show. Does she
maybe,
do that?
Maybe she'll start the drama. No, she's saying I don't start the, I don't know.
Maybe she does a show. Because you know how your taglines are kind of pretty much about how your season went? So maybe she does some kind of show. I don't know.
Okay. We don't fully understand yours, Dolores, so we can't say if we like or dislike it.
Yeah.
Melissa Gorga. Some people are born great and some people are born Jersey. She's already publicly said she does not like.
But I was going to say, okay, she did. Because I'm like, is that a compliment? Is that like, what does it mean? Some people are born great. Is she just, they're basically saying like Jersey's above great?
That's what I'm assuming. I mean, I can say this from past taglines. I never picked mine. I mean, obviously.
What do you mean?
Like, I never knew what my tagline was going to be until the end. Like when they started airing the show.
I don't think any of us do.
They give you a bunch and sometimes like you can pick. Yeah. And then you can sometimes suggest them and sometimes they'll take you up on it and sometimes they won't. What is your biggest regret of a tagline?
The Hottest Housewife, obviously. But back
Hold on. Can you say it again?
I'm the hottest housewife in Orange County. But listen, let me just tell you, back then when we did taglines, you know how we do taglines now, currently, you're in a soundstage and you do it, they give you a whole bunch of them. Way back when, what they would do is they would just take something you said in the show and use it. You wouldn't even record it. So we also did like OTFs too, where, you know, they pull us out of scene and do interviews. That's how we did our interviews. So it was so different back then. So they just took something sarcastic that you said, and that was something sarcastic.
But but to be clear, when you said you were the hottest housewife, that was not one of those times. That was a chosen tagline by someone.
No, it was something that I actually said. It was like my first season, I think. Something I said in an interview. I was, you know how you do your interviews. And I said an interview being a smart ass. And Simon was upstairs and yelled at me. He's like, you're going to be sorry for that. Like that. And I'm like, I'm just joking, right? Then they use it as my tagline. So nowadays, like you were saying, they give us about five. They ask us, do you have one in mind? We'll throw it in the mix. And whatever one they end up liking is the one they're going to use. Now, Jennifer's is, I don't know if I like this one. My nose may be new, but I can still smell a rat. I mean, it's kind of funny, but it's like.
I mean, it's kind of funny, but it's also like, I hope you have a new nose that it'll work.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm glad that your nose can smell rats. That's great. So you're.
Yeah. I mean, they're not the best. They're not the worst. I think my least favorite is Jackie's and Melissa's.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, all right. The year that I was doing everybody's dirty work is the year that I said, and I'll never do your dirty work in my tagline. So
I like that.
But then they showed me doing somebody's dirty work.
I didn't hear that part. Hey, I like my housewives messy.
Okay. You know what?
I do. I like it when they catch in a lie and do it. I mean, you, as a housewife, you don't want to be caught like that, but to watch it, I'm like, That's a good housewife.
It's real juicy.
When you think things too forward, you're like, I can't say that because they're going to pull up that.
Can't. No. Cue the. Well, you do learn never to speak in absolutes.
Yes.
Because that's always going to bite you in the ass.
Right. By the way, I really like your hair.
Oh, thanks. I had it in a braid and then I took it out and I was like, you know what? This is going to have to do for today.
I just got the straight hair because I didn't have time.
We can do a lazy hair tutorial on our Instagrams later, straight or wear it in a braid and take it out 2 minutes before the pod.
I'm going to try that.
Okay. The next headline is Melissa Gorga claims Andy Cohen banned Snooki from joining Real Housewives. Snooki calls Andy so aggressive about for casting her.
I know that's a typo, right?
It's got to be a typo, yeah, but like either way, Andy doesn't want Snooki on Real Housewives.
I can understand that. I think he's always said like he doesn't want to bring on somebody that's already been on a reality show. It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. It doesn't really make any sense.
Although and then, I do like Snooki. I would love to see her on there.
I think so too, but I don't know necessarily if you try to like bring in somebody that already is so strongly in another group, how it meshes.
Okay. Why do you sound like you're going to throw up?
I have acid reflux today. So
I could tell. I feel like you're in pain.
I'm in pain. I'm taking a lot of Tums. I'm doing all the things. I even am drinking a Diet Coke because sometimes that like helps Yeah.
I haven't had a Coke. I can't tell you how long.
You know, I don't need to be judged right now, Tara. The best that I can.
Okay.
Okay. You're going to do the next one.
I'm going to do the next one. Okay. Let's see. Andy Cohen reveals his favorite Real Housewife moms. Well, I'll just tell you one thing. My mom's not on the list. So I feel kind of weird even talking about it. So he went on to say that the Real House moms, arguing that ladies who made the ladies we all love to watch, are equally enthralling. Is that what it says? Enthralling? In their own right. So, okay. They're all great, he's saying. Coming dead last, but still making the top five, was mother and daughter facelifts to show her kids up. What? I skipped a line. Sorry. Coming dead last, but still making the top five, was Real Housewives of New Jersey, Margaret Joseph's mom, Marge Senior, for making mother-daughter facelifts. That's kind of cool that they did that together. And then it went on. They went to Tinsley. Her mother was great. So I have to read them all. Deandra's mom. Well, my mom's not in there, so I have no interest in this article.
Boo. Yeah.
No. Has your mom ever filmed?
No. My mom has never filmed. Neither of my parents ever filmed.
No. Why would your mom not film?
It wasn't that my mom wouldn't film. It's that my last year, we were supposed to go to Hilton Head.
Uh-huh.
And like do my baby shower and do all that kind of stuff and meet my sister and my mom. And then it never happened. They were like, we're not spending the money to go there. AKA, you're probably getting fired. And we're not giving you a storyline.
Yeah.
So
it's funny. Do you think they know beforehand who's getting fired?
I don't know. I mean, the thing that's so weird is I continuously from production got praised. So
same thing.
I really was confused in that way. However, watching it back and seeing how much was cut, I knew.
Yeah.
The writing was on the wall.
Yeah. I mean, kind of.
Speaking of no longer seeing on the Housewives, this is Nicole from OC's final episode. She doesn't go on the trip to Cabo. She's has the falling out with Noella. So they're saying that she exited because of the falling out.
Okay. I think there's more to this. I really do.
What do you think?
I don't know. That's the thing. I don't know. I don't know if something happened off camera and she's like, I'm out.
Was she supposed to be a housewife or a friend?
She's a friend, I guess. She's not in the intro, original, is she?
I know, but originally I heard that she was supposed to be a housewife.
I heard the same thing. But there's I mean, when we say that, it's like we hear it from Instagram. So it's like, there's all kinds of stories.
We heard good insider. Yeah,
a very good insider. So I think that we should get her on the pod.
We should get her on the pod. I feel like at the beginning of the season, I kind of liked her, like on that hike when she was natural and just being talking about life, and then things shifted. And then I was like, I don't really care to see.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I feel like something happened that we did not see, because it was very strange in the fact that, unless I missed something in the last episode, where she's actually shopping with the girls to get bathing suits to go to Cabo. And then she's not at Cabo. Did they reference why she wasn't there? Because I didn't see that part.
No. Well, I have a question. Remember back towards the beginning of your time on OC, wasn't there a girl that filmed like the entire season with you guys? And then all of a sudden you only saw her like in one episode?
Danielle, is that who you're talking about? Yeah.
So it does happen where you are fully in it, and then all of a sudden something changes, and they can
completely 100%. I remember being at a Bravo shoot with a bunch of Bravo. Remember when they used to do those midsummer, you know, commercials, and this one was a circus themed, and it was all Bravo talent, like, you know, from one from each cast. And there was a girl that was there, and I can't remember who it was. And they got the word that she was filmed all season long and did not get to hold her orange apple, whatever it was. And I remember thinking, I didn't know that could happen.
Yeah,
I did not know that they could do that. And they absolutely did it. Last minute, the show was going to air in a couple of days, and they told her, sorry, you don't have enough.
Yeah, so you can, it's...
Woo! Savage.
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 Speaking of, Emily Simpson saw red flags in Vicki Gumbelson's ex, Steve Lodge.
Oh God, do we have to talk about him anymore?
I can't. Whatever. She says that, but know what we can kind of move on to?
With Shannon.
I was gonna actually move over that too.
Okay, yeah. Okay, good.
Whatever she said at the Good Mother or whatever. What's
the
it
good
called?
Mother? What's the quiet like- woman. Oh my God. Yeah, you know, I got into a little bit of I went off the rails. Is that what it's called? Off the chain, off the rails.
Oh yeah, we should talk about your Insta.
Yeah, I got a little bit of shit from her fans. You're obsessed with her. Why are you talking about her? I don't know. I was watching Watch What Happens Live.
Okay, give us the backstory on Watch What Happens Live.
Okay, so Watch What Happens Live, and she had made a comment about, Andy asked her, Tamara said you're exhausting. Okay. And she's like, da 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 da. I didn't want to go for a tit for tat with her, but that's not true. And I'm like, you're freaking exhausting. You're exhausting. Most of the people on the cast have said, you're exhausting. Then she went on to say that I was thirsty. So, you know, all you have to do is throw something at me and I'm going to go after you. I try my hardest to shut my mouth, but you know, I'm just like, okay, you want to talk about me? I'm going to talk about you. So I went on my social media and I'm like, you are exhausting. And I went on, and then I had like regret. Like, I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe I did that.
But did you have enough regret to take it down, or you just left it there?
I just left it there.
So that's when you know you have real regret. Like if I like repost something when I'm tipsy of like a picture of me, and then I realize I have like one eye closed, then the next day I'll just like take it down. Like maybe no one saw that part.
And then me, you, Brandy got into a little bit of a Twitter. We called a fight. We were just throwing bombs, right? So, So Noella slams Brandy Glanville in an article and says it's kind of sad because Brandy was on 2T's on Twats. She was on the Twat. And she said that she felt like Noella was kind of phony. And Noella did not like that.
From the heavy, it's... She went on 2T's in a pod to get attention. That really sucks that someone I've never met is out there saying that. And it's not true. And I mean, one more ex-housewife who is clomping onto the newbie to have you say their name. It's kind of sad, stated the 36-year-old.
Yep.
And then this is my favorite line, though.
Oh, I know what you're going to say. Now I have learned that if I ever have a podcast, because one day my day will come that I will be asked to come back. I won't be asked to come back on this. And if I have a podcast after that, I have failed at life.
Okay. First thing we need to break down in regards to this. If succeeding at life means housewives, we have a real freaking problem.
That's the first thing I thought. Then I thought, wait a minute. Like, so Heather Dubrow has a podcast. Has she failed at life? Because I'm going to say no. And what does she put in her mind, what is failing at life? Just not being on Housewives? That's failing at life?
That's the part that actually really made me sad. I'm like, failing at life? And because we are putting ourselves in a situation where we can support our families and our life, and we have a top podcast. But I wasn't actually going to say anything, but then Brandy tweeted.
Oh, you're going to pull the tweets out. Oh, snap.
Brandy, honey, I think you have enough of your own sad problems than coming after me. And don't you worry, you'll never have a podcast. So that was Brandy's. Then Tam, and by the way, Brandy tagged both me and Tam. So like, yeah. I was like, all right, Brandy posted. I'm not going to write anything. I'm going to let it be. And then Tam comes in hot.
I slid right in there.
Bitch, sit down. She's been on TV for a total of 30 minutes. Think she's a superstar. The eye up emoji. Brandy Glanville has been on TV a decade. She doesn't need you to get attention. I've got Cup Fitness, Venus CBD, houses, husband, two kids in college, and a podcast. I guess I failed at life. So now it's like they're poking the bear with me. And I was like, I'm going to have to say something. I can't
of course
these two high and dry. So I went with, I'm just going to let Noella squat in peace.
Yes, because Brandy did she posted and tweeted an article. I think it was Us Weekly, possibly, allegedly, Noella is squatting.
Well, no, Noella said that she's squatting. I didn't use the word. Yeah, I did not say the word squatting on my own, which is why I put it in quotes.
Yeah.
She said that to Bryce Sander, that she is squatting in the house that she's currently in and not able to pay.
Yes. So I haven't been in the house, but I dropped after a night out, I dropped her off at her house, and it's a very beautiful house. It's in Newport Coast. So it's probably very expensive.
It's very expensive.
I don't understand why these housewives rent these super expensive houses.
Like, because that's the thing. And I can say this, the first house that I lived in when I was a housewife wasn't like some ginormous house by any means. So even in Beverly Hills, it's not a requirement.
Right.
They just want to see your authentic life.
You feel pressure. So they feel pressure too. I've never really fallen into that pressure. Like when I started the Housewives, I had a nice house with Simon. It was a 4,200 square foot house in a gated community. Then I moved into an apartment. They filmed me an apartment. Then I moved into a tiny condo. They filmed me there. Like I never really.
You should film whatever your reality is.
Right. And that's how I've always felt. Like this is my reality. This is what I'm going through. So why not film there? Like, I don't know. I don't get that. But I don't know how you feel about this. Mary Cosby ditched the reunion because she didn't want to get beat up. So Page Six has an article. Mary Cosby confirmed that she bailed on the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City reunion because she didn't want to get beat up by her castmates. But isn't that what the reunion's all about? Everybody gets beat up.
I mean, I think that Mary lives in her own reality. Like she's going to do whatever the hell she wants whenever she has to do it. So Jenny from Salt Lake City faces backlash for her controversial post. According to Page Six, fans are calling for Jenny to be fired from Real Housewives of Salt Lake City after several controversial social media posts appearing to promote White Lives Matter from 2020 resurfaced this week. Then she comes forward, does an apology, then says she took these down over a year ago. Fans are saying they were still up until yesterday, you know, whatever dates these were. It's bad. All the girls have unfollowed her. But then Jen Shaw was posting. She said, I rarely believe what I see or hear online. I know firsthand what it feels like to be judged without evidence or admission or guilt. However, since my Real Housewives of Salt Lake City cast member has admitted that she made those horrible comments and posts, I must now stand up on behalf of my husband and my sons who are African-American to say that I'm deeply offended by the racially insensitive posts and comments. And we've been wondering if Jenny was filming the next season or not. Well, we can finally confirm she is no longer. Bravo released the following statement on Instagram this morning. Bravo has ceased filming with Jenny Nguyen, and she will no longer be a cast member
of The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. We recognized we failed to take appropriate action once her offensive social media posts were brought to our attention. Moving forward, we will work to improve our processes to ensure we make better informed and more thoughtful casting decisions. Wow and good.
So that's that.
Jeez, it's a lot.
That is that. Is there any of these others? Oh, this is
what
the Kyle Richards, my girl Kyle, sold her house.
I saw that and people are tearing it up.
But then this person is who bought the house is like, she has all these books like Rich as F- and stuff like that.
What do you
like,
mean? I didn't see that. I just,
oh heard. Yeah. I went deep down this person's rabbit hole. Cause I was like, who just like blatantly shows someone like destroying somebody else's home? Like, that was in the public.
Yeah, but it's her house now.
It is her house now.
But so you're thinking she shouldn't show it.
Well, I'm thinking, and I would think that she probably knows whose house she bought.
Well, of course she does.
And I feel like that was for attention. But then what ended up happening was she got attention she maybe didn't like. Yes, of course you should be able to change the floors in a home if you don't like them.
Right. But I think it's like that iconic. I actually like those floors, the black and white. Too. That's what they're ripping out. Right. So, well.
But then all these bloggers are posting about it. But you can see how it's sad. I mean, it's their family home. It's, you know, I think it was for attention. And you know what?
The girl got attention. Oh, 100%. Probably not the attention she likes, but she got it.
Mm, what else?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Kris Jenner. There's rumors that she's going to be on Real Housewives replacing Lisa Rinna. I don't believe
I laughed at that one.
I just laughed.
And it's like, why would she replace anybody? Like, why they instantly go there that Rinna's going to get fired and Jenner's going to come right in?
Yeah. I don't believe that Jenner's coming in. I also don't believe that she's coming in to replace Rinna.
Yeah.
Both to me or not, which leads us to where we need to take a little break and we'll come back and discuss your favorite thing, Tam.
No. Isn't their season over yet?
No. Episode 7. God. We'll be right back. So now we're back. Recapping of Orange County. Overall, what did you think of this episode?
It's kind of boring. It was a little slow. I mean, I always like to see them go on the trips because they always go to, you know, great places. But I don't know. What did you think?
This is what I thought. That potentially Jen and Heather do not appear like the most fun people to go on vacation with.
I have actually had fun with Heather on vacation. I feel like Heather has a lot of pressure. I feel like she's kind of carrying the show and they've really put so much on her to save the franchise. So I don't know, but I feel like it can do better. That's for sure.
I mean, I want to see the fun. I mean, believe me, you didn't always see my fun side either.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. So when I say these things, it's not hurtful. It's just what you're watching as a viewer.
Right.
Like watching that breakfast between Jen and Heather, I want to like pull my own teeth out.
Yeah. And so just so you guys know, that's where it's hard for me with Orange County because I've worked with a lot of these girls and it's hard for me to switch over to viewer versus cast member. So it's hard for me to judge. Like sometimes I'm like, well, that sucked. Because in my mind, I'm like, oh, it could be so much better. Like me and Vicky and Shannon would be doing this and this. So it's, I don't know.
See, I can be partial because yeah, I don't
can.
Really know
Your
anyone.
Time's coming, girl.
I know. And I'm in freaking denial about it.
You're going to tread it.
What did you think about Gina asking Heather to invite Noella to Cabo as a favor for her? I wanted to be okay. Like slash a favor for production.
I know. Okay. So I died with that. Died. And I'm like, are you kidding me right now? You've known her for a hot second. And you're like, can you do me a personal favor? Can you please invite Noella? I mean, it was so.
Well, you, this is what fake. Happened. Backstory for sure. This has to be the case. Heather saying, I don't want to invite Noella to production. She's saying, I don't want to invite Noella.
Yeah.
There's no reason I would invite her. And they're like, what if one of the girls comes to you?
Yeah. Well, they have to get her there.
And so that's how it all went down. So I was dying because I remember there was, I can't even remember who it was, but there was someone I didn't want to invite to something. I'm like, I would never invite her. Mm-hmm, she's been terrible mm-hmm. to me. And they were like, what if?
What if? You know what I would have liked to see? I would have liked Noella to be like, not go. And then one of the girls like Gina talked to her and say, like from Cabo and say, you know, come out, just come out. We're having so much fun. You know, it'll be fine. And to her to have like this moment where she walks in and nobody knows but that one person. You know what I mean? Like more dramatic. Yeah. Like don't like try. We're not fools. Like we know that you want her there. So you're going to, Gina, like saying, please come do me a personal favor. I'm going to be worried about her if she doesn't go.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Then Heather tells Gina that Noella gave Max a questionable gift at her book party. Okay. I actually didn't fully agree. I mean, is it a super appropriate book for a child? No. However, she's 17.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, that was a tough one. I was actually today in the carpool lane dropping my daughter off thinking about that. Like, she's 16. If somebody gave her, I mean, it's not appropriate. I don't think
it's definitely not appropriate.
But would I get like, you know, butthurt over it? Probably not.
Yeah.
Probably not. But, you know, everything's heightened. There's always got to be a reason to get pissed off at somebody. So
then we get into Jen is not used to taking time off work and going on trips with her family. She tells Heather that she wants to work on her family dynamic and become more connected. However, then you see her on the phone with Rin. And it does not seem like she wants to be connected at home with them.
She seems very cold, like just a very standoffish, and I don't mean this in a mean way. You know what I mean? I'm just saying like we all have different, somebody's bubbly, somebody's outgoing. She's just very cold. And probably that's how she was raised.
I mean, who knows? If she talks about her bone tumor she had in her leg in her 20s, she had surgery for it, but still manages the pain. Like we get to know a little bit more about her, but yeah. It's still
not enough.
It's not enough.
It's not enough.
You're not wanting to spend time. I'm not wanting to spend time with her. And I
know. I don't think people are connecting with her. Now, this one, Noella forgets to bring her actual passport, but she brought her passport card. Now, I don't have one of those cards. Isn't that what she said? She brought the card.
Yeah, I was confused by that. So what does that even mean?
Well, they do have an option where you can have passport cards, but I don't have one. So I don't know how that all goes down, but she needed her actual passport. So it wasn't like she was a total dimwit and didn't bring any passport. I just don't think she brought the right one.
But what I didn't particularly like that she said was, you know, I'm used to flying a certain level. And when you're flying on private planes, I'm like, you have not been with this guy your entire life. You didn't grow up flying on private planes.
No, she was with a movie producer prior to that.
Correct. But even still, like,
yeah,
I mean, not to bring my dad only flies on private jets all the time. That does not mean that I don't fly.
Does that mean you're
planes.
Not bougie? You're not bougie
it,
like that?
It means that I still get on a Southwest airplane and know what it requires to get on.
Okay.
Like,
I don't prefer private jets. I've been on a few because to me, I'm not very comfortable flying as is. And whenever you hear one going down, it's always the private ones. We had a neighborhood family that their husband was killed in a private jet. And I just never really got over that. And I'm like, I'm fine.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I like flying private.
I love flying first class.
I enjoy it. But the point is, don't act like you've never had to take a regular flight and you don't know.
I know.
Please.
She's just not very relatable. I'm very confused with Noella. Oh, by the way, I think she blocked me on Instagram after that. I mean, I don't know. I'd have to look again. Sometimes you try to pull somebody up because I don't follow her and try to pull her up to look to see if we had any news for the pod. Because honestly, she's really the only one that people are talking about.
I mean, she says some things that are really funny. She says some things but not funny, like they're jokes, like just funny that anybody would ever say such a thing.
Right. I mean, yes. I
But she...
She's too much.
She's a lot for me. When she's handle.
The whole tequila thing, I was like, just sit down and be quiet.
Ugh.
Like it's like Heather was right on that. It's a little shot. Just take the shot. She made such a huge deal about it.
Everything about her is just very dramatical.
Oh, by the way, you sent me down the rabbit hole with the like to know, you know, started that account and I'm having lots of fun with it. Well, I found her top that she wears in her interview, the one with her boobs hanging out, the white one.
Oh, yeah.
Amazon, $19.
Oh,
yep. Amazon, 19. And by the way, I'm obsessing over that. Like to know.
Yeah, I know you guys like to know is it'll take you deep down the rabbit hole. But that is interesting.
I love.
I don't know that that top will look the best on me, so well, I'm probably not going to purchase
we're not gonna
it.
Buy it
at that great price.
But I kind of feel like she could wear anything. She just has that body, that model body, that she could wear anything. I'd buy all my clothes at Big Lots and Amazon if I were her.
she can pull anything off.
Yeah. Emily, Nicole, and Jen did not go shopping at Big Lots, but they went shopping for bikinis. And I'd have to, again, I'm going to give Emily some credit, trying on bikinis and bathing suits and not giving zero Fs and just owning her body and the confidence that she has. Just really,
she's hilarious,
really
too.
Inspiring.
When she said that, I don't know if it was Nicole, and she was just like, it looks like they, like,
Jen, it was Jen.
Yeah, something like she's like, are you a Smurf?
She gave birth to her. I know. And she's just owning her body and her curves. And I mean, I am shocked. And I've even texted Alex at production saying, hell has frozen over. I'm starting to like Emily as a viewer.
I know. And I liked her riding the horse. I thought Emily was all in all really good this episode. Gina wasn't in this episode much for me.
Gina's kind of died down, I feel like, since the first episode.
Sometimes that happens when you feel what it's like to be liked for a little bit. You're like, oh, I can sit chilly. But then all of a sudden.
I also think that because she caused so much drama in the first couple episodes with the DeBros and all that, she probably thought, oh, geez, I'm just going to calm my.
Yeah, calm my tits.
I was going to say that, but I didn't know if I can say tits.
You can say tits.
You can say tits. But she tried on the bikinis. She looked great. It was a funny scene. And even Dr. Jen, she's got a banging body too.
Banging. I mean, they all look great. Once they get to Mexico, though, I think they were all dying of heat stroke. They were all so hot the entire time.
Oh,
you can just tell they're all
okay. Let me ask you a personal question. Have you ever gone on a houseway trip where it is so insanely hot that you're just
melting. Hot or cold, both has happened. Yeah. Is there anything else we even really need to
discuss? I don't even think there's
this?
Really that much to go over with OC. It wasn't that great of a trip. I mean, so far, I don't know.
The house was whatever.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, no, there's not.
Now, the one thing I didn't understand, I haven't talked to Heather about this, but she had blueprints to a house.
Oh, right.
But she had no land. And that was confusing to me because you can't have blueprints until you actually have the land, right?
Well, I mean, I guess
they
have a dream idea.
It's like a dream idea. Okay.
That's what I got from it.
Yeah. And then she talked about also maybe purchasing a house that's already built.
Yeah. She wants something for her kids to go to. That all makes sense. Sounds lovely.
They didn't show the hotel. Like, you know how sometimes they do trade outs, they show the name of the hotel that they were at.
But I don't think they were at a hotel. I think they were at a house.
Oh, was it a private house?
I thought it was a house.
Like little villas. Oh, okay.
I think it was a house. It must not have been a trade out. I didn't particularly like that house.
Yeah.
No. It was whatever. I guess also Noella gets called out for not eating her food and drinking. And she's like, you don't have to tell me what to do. I guess I'll have a bite of this. And I think it's foreshadowing for what's coming in the future is my guess.
Yeah.
On to Miami, which we love.
Miami.
Welcome to Miami.
Yeah. I am digging the show. I love it. I love all the girls. I hate to call Lisa.
I know,
out on
but
this trip, but I really
Lisa
like her.
Was a disaster on
she
this trip.
She was a diva. But again, I'm going to ask you, did you ever have a diva moment with a hotel room?
Never.
Okay. I did. And you know me, I am the most easygoing person ever. Like, I don't really care about that stuff. And it was the year that we went to Iceland.
Right.
Lydia was back, and it was her very first, I mean, her second season ever. And here I am for years. And we get to this hotel, which is not a great hotel anyways. She gets this gigantic room. I mean, jacuzzi in the middle of the room, all this.
Was it her trip?
It was her trip. Okay.
Well, you know how it works, Tam.
Shannon got this huge room. Everybody got this huge room. They gave me this room. I'm telling you, it was a wooden box as a shower. No shower curtain, nothing. A wooden box. I've never seen anything like it. And you had to hold the shower thing. The bed was on the floor. The mattress was on the floor. It was this tiny little room and there was a bee buzzing. I don't know. I was like, are you kidding me right now? Like, I can't even take a shower in here. I had to take a shower and Shannon shower.
So what kind of fit did you throw and what happened?
Well, at first, because, you know, I'm traveling and going to Iceland and all this stuff and you're tired and you're hungry and you've been drinking. I just got there and I'm like, what the hell? Like, why? I've been on long enough. Why am I getting this shit room? So I like stormed down the hallway and I talked to the producers. And then afterwards I started thinking, oh, they're going to show this. They didn't. I don't think they did. I can't remember that far back. But I'm just like, okay, just calm down. Calm down. And so Shannon's like, don't worry, you can use my shower. So I ended up using her shower. It was not even the shower does not operate. It's a wooden box. It was the weirdest thing. So I did have a little bit of a moment like that. But I've shared beds with Vicky before.
I remember one of the biggest like situations that occurred was all of the women on Beverly Hills flipped out because Kyle and I shared a bed one night when we were in Provence and everyone made this huge deal about it. But it's like, I grew up staying in beds. Like, that's just how I've always been. If you go on a girls trip, you stay together. It is, but there was never really a situation where I saw a room and I was like, this is terrible. I can't do this. Like that. However, especially when you're going into a house, like when they are all going to the Hamptons, if there's however many girls, you know, going into it, you're not going to get your own room. So right. I don't know why Lisa thought that that was going to happen.
Well, I love that she's like talking to Larsa. Well, you have the big room. And she's like, yeah.
Like, well, and like, I have to sleep with my jewelry.
Like, oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah. So that happens. Nicole also walks out on her dad before they even go because he doesn't want to change. Like, that felt like a real moment, like heartbreaking.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't do himself any favors.
Nicole overall got a lot of, lot of things going down this episode.
So yeah, the girls are saying she's not to be trusted, that she talks behind everybody's back. And I'm not buying it. I don't know why. I'm just like, no.
But also I think it has to, like, for me, before I went on to Beverly Hills and I was talking about Beverly Hills with my girlfriends who aren't friends with the girls on the show, of course we're going to go through the rabbit hole of everybody.
Yeah, of course. That's what we do.
That is what you do. So that's what they're doing. They're not saying that she's out there spreading malicious rumors. It's when she's in the process of being cast on the show, she's talked about these other women.
Right.
And anything that she did say that was negative, she owns it. Yeah. And apologizes.
I know.
Would not let it go.
They wouldn't.
As much as I've been loving Marisol this season, I think she was wanting her. What do they even have in Miami? What are they holding in Miami?
I was trying to think about Martini? That the other day. I don't know.
I've never noticed. Well, she wants whatever it is back.
Yeah. Her and Adriana. Like, oh my God. I mean, if I have to see her boobs one more time, those.
And I mean, that's coming from you who I've seen.
I know. But it's like any chance she gets, she's going to show them.
In the thing.
And they're ginormous.
And I also don't like when people claim somebody else's room by getting into their bath.
I mean, that was just weird.
Like, I think Ramona did that on the girls trip.
Oh, yes.
Remember, she gets in somebody else's shower.
Of course she did.
I don't know. I don't like it. What else happens? They talk about
when Larsa calls her son. I thought she was calling her actual ex-husband or husband.
Well, I think she was trying to call Scotty through her son. That at first I was like, why is her son being?
Is her son named Scotty as well?
Oh, her son's name is Scotty.
Okay, so who knows? That's what I thought. So I didn't know if she was talking to her son or she was talking to her husband, because she was referring to her husband in her interview, saying he doesn't want to sell the house and I'm trying to talk to him. But so I'm
think really both. Maybe she was talking to plural Scotties.
Plural Scotties.
But
and then she hangs up.
And then she hangs up.
Yep. Okay. And then the ladies head to the Hamptons.
And they get in a lot of fights about
the room.
The room.
And it, to me, the first part of it, the fighting about the room, just seemed like, this is housewife fighting stupidity.
Yeah, this is. And then they, then you can tell they all sit down at the table and Lisa pulls the, you know, the famous move that you do as a housewife where you pretty much say you're not engaging. Like, you're like, I'm done fighting for the day.
I'm not doing this anymore.
I'm not doing this anymore. And meanwhile, like, you know, you have to do it more. So then other ladies have to pick up your slack because you're the one actually everybody wants to be fighting with, but they can't because you're pretending you're not working that night, which I think is annoying. You're going to do it. You don't get to pick and choose the days that you're going to be.
Yeah. I feel like Meredith from Salt Lake is really, she's mastered that and she does it again. And we're going to talk about that.
But other than that, Alexi is having a hard time. I think we're going to be having her on the pod soon, her and Nicole.
I can't wait. And I absolutely love her relationship with her son, Frankie. He's so cute. And every time she says something inappropriate, his face, like,
Mom, I know.
Mom.
I know.
This she's like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Todd's sexy underwear.
Yeah. He was funny in that.
So it was a good episode. It wasn't their best, I didn't think.
No, but it was good.
It's still better than Orange County.
Orange County, yeah.
Which takes us to Salt Lake City.
Okay, let me scroll down here.
Which I watched last night or after I'd already taken a Tylenol PM.
You did?
I was like, I really need a good night's sleep. But then it was like kicking in. I was watching. I was like, woo! All right.
Okay.
Whitney brings up how Meredith has mentioned she heard Jen hooked up with a guy that she was seeing when she was separated.
It's Tom all over again in New York.
I mean, it is just nonstop. Like, I think we can pretty much, it's clear that allegedly Meredith dates when she's broken up with the husband.
Yeah.
And they're split up.
And so
they're all starting to talk about it now.
Okay. So Jen's been married for a long time.
Correct.
And so how is Jen hooking up with guys if she's married?
Well, that I don't know.
Okay. Well,
we don't know their situation. We're not there yet. We're not in a situation.
No.
Then it goes into a whole big thing about Meredith saying that she's flattered that the ladies think she has so much power and that she got the FBI involved, but she has nothing to do with Jen's arrest.
Do you feel like that's just searching?
I mean, I can't imagine. I'm trying to think of like my biggest enemy in my entire life, and I still don't think that I would call the FBI on them.
Yeah.
I just don't. Unless they were like hurting children. I don't know. I just.
Yeah.
I can't.
It's just a lot. Like, I feel like Meredith's getting accused of a lot of stuff. She's getting accused of formulating her father's memorial so she didn't have to go on the van with them. So that is like crazy. Meredith goes off in the morning telling the ladies to not get her family involved, which I would too.
But you know what? I don't like what. I may have never divaed out about a hotel room, but I despise the van rides.
Do you?
Did you?
I did.
I would always get car sick in there, and they're forever. There's like never the right food or drinks.
Yeah.
It's hot.
Yeah.
Like it's not fun in there. So
they've taken a couple like
long
ones, like 5 hours.
We never did 5 hour ones.
Oh, I know.
But I would get annoyed even like if we were in Berlin or something and they'd be like, all right, we're going to the restaurant. And then they'd be like, it's an hour and 20 minute drive. I'd be like, we can't go somewhere that's 10 minutes from here.
Right. We did the same. We always did the same thing. We did a 3 hour drive in Bali.
And then you get there and the food's gross and you're like, why? Yeah. Why? Yeah. And you have to like get yourself all dolled up.
I know. Who knows? It's a lot of work being a housewife.
It's so much
traveling
work.
The world and getting paid lunches
and having to sit in, the
in a van. Not the van.
Another big part of this episode was Jenny says she has worked on her anger management and used to throw things at her husband when she was angry. At one point, she even broke his ribs.
Well, wow. Wow, wow, wow. You know, Bronwyn admitted, I read on social media, that she hit her husband the season I wasn't on. And she got so much crap for that. Like, people were demanding that she was fired, that she's violent. You know, there's cancel culture and all this. But Jenny, that... especially after what we know now about her, is not going to...
She's scary.
It's not going to fly well. It's not going to fly well.
It's so wild.
Well, she's from Long Beach.
Well, that's what she said.
But it's Long Beach.
So wild how quickly things change. Like the week before all this came out, we're like, you know what? We're really coming around to Jenny.
And I know.
Like, no, Jenny's done. We're
done. Jenny's done.
We're done with her.
She's the only one I'm done with.
What I did appreciate about this episode and what I appreciate about these women is that even though they had like a terrible night one, like it was the worst, they fought the entire time, no one could get along, it was a disaster, they all became hot messes and were so fun together the next day. They're all in each other's beds waking up.
I know.
Like they've got like sugar babies and hot tamales. Like
all I know, this candies. Big old pitcher. I'm like, what are you doing?
Like,
how about the Kit Kats for breakfast?
Kit Kats. Like you can just tell that they do have fun together. And I think that is really important in a housewife show, that even though you see a lot of drama,
that they have fun.
That they do have fun. And I did appreciate that happening.
Yeah, I really did like, I enjoyed watching them having fun, just girl fun, laughing, getting sloppy drunk, the hair extensions tied around the pole, the, you know, stuff just everywhere the next day, cell phones outside. Like, you know, then they had a crazy night.
Yeah, they went to bed at 5:30 in the morning. They're saying it's the best girls trip ever.
And they woke up looking a mess. That's when they're putting, I'm like, oh my God, I couldn't imagine. I would have like a hat on down over my face.
But what about the scenes for next week? That's really what we need to talk about.
Oh my God.
Our girl, Lisa.
Lisa went crazy with the,
she went, and
who do you think she was talking to in the bathroom?
I think she was talking.
I don't even know if she was in a bathroom.
I don't know where we don't know if she's in a bathroom or a closet or where she is, but essentially in so many words, she says that she can't stand Meredith. She has sex with everybody. Some like along those lines.
All of New York or something
like
that?
All of New York. My guess is she's talking to production. Because why else would you feel that comfortable to say that on camera? Like, remember on, I don't know if you watched
Dallas. I don't think she knew she was being filmed.
Right. But I don't know that they could have heard it. Like, when you're mic'd, you know you're mic'd. Unless you're talking to production, in your mind, you assume they're never going to use it.
Well, she probably was mad. She was probably drinking. She probably went, slammed the door. She either called her husband or was talking to a producer and use those words. And probably you're probably right. It probably was a producer because she thought like, oh, they're not going to use it. Me talking.
I'm
to a
venting.
Producer. I'm just venting to him. And you do like, you will walk off set, not set, but filming and get mad and talk to a producer. You're probably right. That's probably what happened.
Oh, can you believe we're out of time, Tam?
Oh no, I can't believe we're out of time.
Is there anything else we need to talk about with these two, with these episodes? I don't think so. I think that's it.
Okay. I'm going to get COVID tested. I have to do my second interview
for
Girls Trip tomorrow. So I will be in LA all day tomorrow filming that. So that's exciting.
Who are you going to talk the most crap about?
You know what? I don't know.
What?
No, listen. So Andy sent me a text message saying, you're doing great. I heard you're doing great in your interviews. I'm like, good. I was afraid I was talking too much smack.
And Andy. Come on. He loves it. He's like, oh.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm super honest about these things. So whatever comes to mind, whatever scene they're talking about, I'll definitely know you. Tell them who I think the.
I cannot wait to see it.
I'm mildly scared, but I don't know. It is what it is, right?
It is what it is. Well, speaking of, you guys send us any questions or comments or reviews or anything that you have, and yes, we are going to answer them on our next episode. So two teas in a pod, or as Tam likes to put on her wall,
hashtag twats.
Hashtag twats.
It's kind
We're coming out with merch soon. Don't you worry.
Yeah. Yes, we are.
All right. Talk to you guys soon.
Bye.